next applicant is the Florentine Opera Company of Milwaukee. Kelly, would you like to start the review?
Sure thing. All right, this is the Florentine Opera in Milwaukee. There are about a $2.9 million opera program with a mission to produce the full range of operatic work reflecting highest musical and theatrical standards to support community and education programs that foster the current and next generation of opera audiences and practitioners. They are a Grammy Award-winning opera that has up to 10 major operas each season in a variety of venues. They produce more than 100 school and community programs or performances annually as well, and they have a wide repertoire from early operas, classic favorites, to world premieres and recordings. You can check out their last three seasons that they've put out for us, and then they additionally have a concert series that they have been able to expand in the last year from 4 to 6 offerings, and these concerts are performed by their studio artists, which are early career artists that they are investing in. Last season, they also produced a world premiere children's opera called A Busy Bee. And it visited more than 60 schools and community venues. They performed dozens of free and low-cost community performances across Southeast Wisconsin, and are continuing to increase the number of performances to meet raising demand. They also added a summer quartet program in 2017, and in summer 2018 performed a summer fest, which is a large music festival. In the past 3 years, they've expanded their educational programming for high school students to include a young singing actor intensive camp that culminates in a public recital for family and friends. They do compensate everyone in accordance with AGNA labor union standards. Their full-time administrative staff is paid, and they have currently worked out a system in which all of their interns are paid as well in partnership with the University of Milwaukee, with University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. And they currently have 20 active members on their board. So their strengths lie in their 85 years of professional opera production. They also have a robust training program, giving early career singers training and coaching, but also the opportunity to perform on their main stage. Those folks also are ambassadors to the community and do the Opera in the Schools program. They get accolades. Their 2016 release of Wuthering Heights was a top 10 recording of the year worldwide by Opera News. But they've had some financial hardships and have acquired substantial debt. So they are currently looking at a $387,000 long-term note accruing interest and a $1.1 million line of credit. They're working hard to take care of that very quickly. In addition to their financial problems, they also just lost their executive leadership due to sexual misconduct allegations. And I just want to really appreciate how they talked about that really transparently in this, and also talked about how they moved swiftly and wanted to be as transparent as they can with both their local community and the national artistic community as well. It sounds like they've invested a lot of time and money into addressing this immediately. And they're hopeful for the future. And so that was a huge thing that happened just very recently. It was last spring. So the steps they took immediately were a study of their current situation with their board and key stakeholders. They looked at the deficits really closely, and they've put together a path forward to right-size the company. They have reformed an artistic advisory board to examine future programming, and launched the Burn the Note as a quiet campaign within the board of directors and close friends to put the Florentine Set behind them. They are close to their $1.5 million goal. How close, I don't know. They do have several strong partnerships in the community. They were named Best Cultural Collaboration with their work with Milwaukee Ballet in 2017, and they've seen a lot of, they're hoping to be able to expand further into eastern Wisconsin. I have a question about that, you know, about the right sizing and expansion at the same time. They have an Opera for All program, which they diversify different venues and different types of programming. They have Opera in the Schools engaging over 17,000 school students annually. They have a touring program. They have students in residency programs and a student chorus that performs alongside their Baumgartner studio artists. And something that I thought was really remarkable is that the schools that they worked with in 17-18 will all be part of the residency program in 18-19. I think that shows strength, that those schools are back. And then they started exploring other access programs, Milwaukee Sign Language School and a bilingual school. They're addressing some language barriers. They would like to expand their education offerings to other age groups, including get Opera for middle school. They're frequently working at high schools, be visible and active in our neighborhood. They've seen an increase in patrons from the River West area attending not only the shows in their neighborhood, but making the transition to other venues as well. This year, State Representative David Bowen visited one of their performances. They have made big efforts to racially diversify their cast and been really looking for the local talent to fill that need. And they've seen some great ongoing partnership with schools based on some of they've been working with it, and they've also been able to deploy into their education programs. They have an active strategic plan, which is, again, it's a good strategic plan. It gave me a lot of information. And then they, as I mentioned before, they put together an artistic advisory committee, and that's helping them work on programming and look at their finances as well. And they're really hoping to use the return on investment as an evaluation going forward, and as well as contributed income and the impact on the community. Oh, and they just went under, they just did an organizational assessment with Opera America to help them look at what's going on from an operational standpoint.
We have 4 minutes left.
They've done a lot. I'll stop there.
Maggie, your comments?
Yeah, it was impressive to see how much they've done, but also how they addressed what went wrong as well as what went right. As Ellie mentioned, their financial situation, the debt that they have accrued, and the stuff that they're taking to retire that debt, the sexual misconduct allegations, and how that investigation was handled. So they're being upfront about the missteps, the successes as well as the mishaps. They did form an education community and engagement think tank in 2017 to listen to community input, which I imagine will inform some of the decisions that they make going forward in terms of maybe programming, but also definitely community engagement. Their evaluation tools include student and teacher surveys, patron and subscriber surveys. They look at return on investment, their ticket sales, their contributed income, the impact on the community and the field, their community forums and roundtable discussions. And they, as Ellie mentioned, they did undergo a recent organizational assessment with Opera America. What I was looking for and couldn't find very easily was the involvement or the role of the board and the staff on the local arts community and sort of on the national level. An organization of this size, I'm sure that they're involved nationally and definitely locally in a leadership capacity, but it wasn't really clearly stated.
2 minutes left. Any other comments?
I just don't think it can be said enough that it is really difficult to share bad news when you're writing a grant for support. Mm-hmm. And my hat's off to the, not only the fact that if it was in there, but how it was dealt with and what's next is all clearly stated there for us to look at. And secondly, just because I have to, 78.2% of their income comes from fundraising. That's quite high. Mm-hmm. That does include performing arts funding, but
that's just the debt reduction campaign.
I'm uncertain. It could be. Yeah, it could be. Mm-hmm. It could be.
And that's hard fundraising to pay off the debt.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh,
yes.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to give for that.
Right.
Other comments? Very good. Thank you.